God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. The Word of God says, Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you might fight the battle well, holding on to faith and good conscience, which some have rejected, and so have suffered a shipwreck with regard to their faith. This time we'd like to go to God in prayer. I ask Brother Charles Turner to lead us in a word of prayer. Brother Charles? Amen. You may be seated. Holding on to faith and good conscience. I want to talk a little while to you this morning on holding on. When I say the word faith, what comes to your mind? Now, we know there are some basics in your Christian walk, isn't it? The basics of making sure that you have Jesus Christ into your heart and your life, and you have that love of God in your heart and your life. But I believe one of the biggest bases of your Christian walk is to have faith and trust in God. Amen? To believe that He is there with us in every circumstance of our life. We have faith. This is what always gives me great joy, and I know it gives Coach O great joy too. We have faith that no matter what we face in our life, praise God, we are not alone. Faith is a great word to have. You have a lot of faith in a lot of things. Hopefully, when we leave here this morning, I have faith that I'll go out to my car. Well, actually, Sheila will go out to our car, and she'll push that button on our car, and it will start. That's a blessing, isn't it? I have faith that that's going to happen. When you was a young baby, you had faith that when you cried, what was going to happen? That somebody was going to come and take care of you. When you're driving down the road, have you ever thought how close you are to the other person on the other side of the road as they're coming towards you? You have faith that they are coherent, right? That they are watching the road and they see you coming. Faith is something you have to have in your life, isn't it? Or you're just scared to death about everything. You might feel insecure about everything and things that are going on. When Paul was talking to Timothy in the Scripture here, sort of sounds like Timothy and all the others of that day was losing a little bit of their faith in God and their good conscience in making good decisions in their life and holding true to what God wanted them to have in their life. Paul says, hold on. Hold on to your faith and good conscience. I like it when it says down there, so have suffered a shipwreck. Now, when you think about that word shipwreck, what comes to your mind? Sort of just sounds like something that's been tossed around, doesn't it? Tossed around on the sea, losing control of everything in their life. Have you ever had a shipwreck in your life before? Boy, I have. And I know a lot of you have because I've been through a lot of the shipwrecks with you before. And those shipwrecks come into your life and they cause your faith to what? Tremble a little bit, doesn't it? It also causes you to lose that good conscience in your life. Paul says, wait a minute. We're all going to suffer those shipwrecks. We're all going to have those times in our life where we're shook to the core, where we don't know what to do, where we don't know how to handle all these things. We've all had those rough times in our life. We say those things like, why me? I'm at the end of my rope. What can I do? How can I handle this? Why am I having to go through all of these things in my life? Why does that have to be? Well, praise be to God. Once again, you don't have to do it by yourself. Praise be to God that you have a Jesus that walks with you every day. When I was a young boy, I remember when I was going through difficult times and going into places that I didn't want to go to, that I could always reach my hand out and my mom would grab a hold of my hand and I would feel secure. Y'all remember that? Knowing somebody that was there with you. Well, as you go on in your life and those times come, praise be to God, you can reach out to Him and he grabs you by the hand and holds your hand and takes you through those difficult times in your life. Let's look at some things. The having that ability to hold on and listening to God gives you. You have to have faith to overcome the world. Over in 1 Timothy 1:1 it says, Paul, an apostle of Christ, Jesus commanded by the God of our Savior and our Jesus Christ, our hope, to Timothy, my son, in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The people of that day was allowing outside things to come into their life and cause their faith and their good conscience to become shipwrecked in their life. They were not listening to God. They were listening to everybody else out in the world. Now, answer me this question. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar at all? That's what's going on right today, isn't it? We are listening more to the outside world than we are listening to God. How often, as people in society today, listen more to God, to others than they listen to God? When was the last time that you put church and God before outside things? When was the last time you said, God, I have faith and trust in you, and whatever you ask me to do, that is what I am willing to do? We say, I will go to church, but I've got to do something else. I've got to do these other things in my life. Listen to God and truly believe, no matter what outside noise is out there, that God is stronger than that outside noise, isn't he? That God is there to deliver you and give you what you need. Now, very familiar passage of Scripture over in Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 13, tells us a whole lot about faith. Let me read this real quickly to you. When Jesus heard this happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed, I saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them and healed the sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, This is a remote place. It's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they'll go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, They do not need to go away. You can give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to the heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples, and his disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. We all believe today that somehow the disciples had some faith and trust in Jesus, didn't they? And they had seen Jesus do so many things. They had been blessed so many times. And I'm sure that many of them had said before that day that they believed that Jesus could do what? Anything and everything. But the disciples all of a sudden thought that there was a problem that they had found that was bigger than God could overcome. Their faith started to waver. They started to overthink things. Any of the rest of you ever overthink things? The disciples started thinking, what are we going to do with all these people? How are we going to feed all of these people? What are we going to do? They decided right then that there was something that was happening that was bigger than God and bigger than their faith that they have in God. We all know today all they really needed to do was just what? Hold on. But the disciples started to wonder and what was going to happen. Does that ever happen to you all? Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm the only one sometimes start thinking, boy, this is a big one. This is awful. God, I know you're good. And God, I know you've took care of me before. And I know, God, you've heard and answered my prayers before. And God, I've felt your spirit before. But God, this is a big one. What are we going to do? What the disciples figured out and what we need to figure out is God takes the impossible and makes it what? Possible. If we only have that faith and trust in God. I gotta really like it. Those five loaves of bread and two fish. I would think we'd all had a big headache last night if we only had five loaves of bread and two fish and everybody showed up, right? What in the world are we going to do? Well, there's two things that come from somebody having faith in God and giving those five loaves and two fish to bless. Because they had that blessing in their hearts and their life, they, the person that gave those two small things, by their faith in God and giving that over to Jesus to be able to be blessed and help, look how many of those people were touched just because somebody had faith in God and gave all they had. Five loaves and two fishes. The scripture says the number of those who ate was about 5,000 beside women and children. Tell me that's not a miracle. Tell me that's not a blessing to see that. And tell me something. I don't know if you faced that big of an obstacle yet. I don't know, and I hope you never do. But I do know this. The same God, and this should make you a little happy, smile just a little bit, wake you up. Kevin said this morning that he wouldn't have to worry about me, that I had to be the one to stand up here and preach this morning, right, Kevin? I can't go to sleep. So this should wake you up just a little bit. I am so glad to know the God that fed 5,000 can still feed me today. Amen? That He is there for us. And He gives us that faith and that unconditional love that we have in our hearts and in our lives. Also, lastly this morning, He can give you faith to walk on water. Over in Matthew, beginning with verse 14, it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of Him into the other side. While He dismissed the crowd, after He had dismissed them, He went up to a mountainside by Himself to pray. Later that night, He was there all alone, and the boat was already considerably distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw Him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked in the water, and came towards Jesus. But then when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out His hand and caught him and said, "Ye of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped Him. "Truly you are the Son of God." Now remember, the same Jesus was walking on the water was the same Jesus that took five loaves, what? Two fish, and fed over 5,000. You would think, looking at those odds, that there's a lot of people that would say, Jesus can do anything. Now, think about it. I know Beth's going to be out on a boat next week. A lot of the rest of y'all have been out on a boat before and different things. What would you do if you saw somebody walking to you, towards you on the water? First of all, you probably do that. I do that every once in a while. Just shake your head and go, am I seeing things? What in the world is going on? Well, Mr. Peter, he always had to be the head of the class, didn't he? He always had to be the one that said, You know, I want to show Jesus how much faith I have in Him, and I want to be the one that is there to listen to Jesus and do whatever Jesus wants us to do. So it's not surprising that Peter was the one that wanted to step out and walk on the water. Now, here's what you got to get on your faith journey here. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was what? He's okay. But as soon as Peter took his eyes upon Jesus and allowed some, what was that word in the scripture? Allowed some doubt. You ever had doubt before? That little voice inside of your head saying, you can't do this. What in the world are you doing? You know there's a lot more people who can do that better than you. You're not educated enough. What are people going to think? They're going to laugh at you. They're not going to be listening to you and believing you can do that. And that word and that thought of doubt came into Peter, and he started to sink. I don't know about you all, but that's been me before. You let that doubt come into your life. You take your eyes off Jesus, and you start to sink, and your faith-o-meter goes from full to what? To empty. And you're not, have no idea what to do. But I'm so glad today that Scripture says, even when Peter messed up, and even when Peter lost all faith and trust that he was going to be okay, what did Jesus do? Reached down, grabbed a hold of him, and took him to safety. Praise be to God today, we serve that same God, don't we? Praise be to God when we mess up and doubt comes into our life, that same God is there to hear and answer our prayers. Now I know, no doubt in my mind, Coach O could come up here and preach a great sermon this morning because he's preached a great life and he's taught many of us many things. But I guarantee you, one of the things that Coach O would say to you this today, and I believe Anna would agree, it took a whole lot of faith to get this far. And this took a whole lot of faith for you and I to get this far. If we just hold on, and listen to Jesus. Now today, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know maybe what shipwreck you've had in your life. Maybe that's something that's bigger than you and it seems stronger than you and you're wondering what to do with it. What would Paul say? Not to Timothy, but would say to you, hold on to your faith. Hold on to your good conscience. Listen to Jesus. Pray to Jesus and ask for His guidance and direction in your life. Today, whatever you need to pray about, we invite you to come forward to pray or pray exactly where you are. But make sure you talk to Him before this hour is up. Charles?